You are listening to Melting Pot here every Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. on KPFK 90.7 FM Los Angeles, all over the world at kpfk.org, where you can always find these shows archived for a couple weeks, or you can also find them archived for longer at meltingpotblog.com. We're going to spend the second hour of our program doing a tribute to one of my heroes, Wardell Kaiser, who passed away a little while ago on September 6th. Wasn't able to give him a proper tribute last week since we weren't here, but he actually gave me a lot of time, and I needed the time to research deep into his music. Kaiser was an arranger, producer, band leader, wrote a lot of songs as well, and his handprints and footprints and earprints are all over New Orleans music from the 1950s up until the 1970s and really beyond. And just some really great New Orleans soul that you're going to hear in this hour, including some pretty big hits that he was a part of. We're going to start things off with some of the earliest music I was able to find from the Kaiser catalog. In the background is music from the Royal Dukes of Rhythm, one of his early bands, and something that wasn't actually issued until a little while ago on a collection put out by Ace called Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye, the Frisco Records story. I'm going to start this next set off, this first set in our tribute to Wardell Kaiser, with another track from the Royal Dukes of Rhythm. My Heavy Load is the name of this song that you're going to hear right now on KPFK and Melting Pot, and a tribute to Wardell Kaiser.
You're broke, and I want doing the same to me. Yes, I'm broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
You know I'm a broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
Yes, I'm broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
I know I'm broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
Oh,
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 come on now, baby.
Oh,
oh, oh. You know I'm a broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
You know I'm broke.
Oh, yes,
yeah.
I'm broke.
I had some money, and it was in my pocket, but when I woke up, it was gone. Now I'm broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
You know I'm a broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
Hey, I'm broke. you know that I'm broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
Yeah, oh, come on and sing it, tell her. Yeah, you know I'm a broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
You know I'm a broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
Oh, well, it may sound funny that I have no money. And that wife of mine, she won't sell for love, honey, 'cause I'm broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
Because I'm a broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
Every day I'm a broken man.
Oh, yes, broke.
You know that I'm broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
Well, oh, come on early in the morning, you know I'm a broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
Yes, I'm broke.
Oh, yes, I'm broke.
Oh,
in my mind, I knew you was lying. The drugstore closed at 8:45. I said, I saw you kissing Willie across the fence. I heard you telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way you've been acting is such a drag. You done put me in a trick bag. When I come home, you start an argument just to keep me from asking where my food and when. Walk in the front door, I hear the back door slam. Peep out my window, somebody's taking it on a lamp. But I saw you kissing Willie across the fence. I heard you telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way you've been acting is such a drag. You done put me in a trick bag. You had a fight, then you got mad. Got on the telephone, called your mom and dad. They came a running down with bats in their hands.
Don't you hit her no more, you understand?
Well, I saw kissing Willie across the fence. I heard her telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way she's been acting is such a drag. Put me in a trick bag. You can get me wrong, but I know I'm right. It wasn't I that started the fight.
She's my daughter and I'm her paw. You ain't nothing but a son-in-law.
But I saw kissing Willie across the fence. I heard her telling Willie I don't have no sense. The way she's been acting is such a drag. You done put me in a trick bag.
My grandma and your grandma were sitting by the fire. My grandma told your grandma, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about hey now, hey now, hey now, hey now. Ike, Giacomo Fino, Annale, Giacomo Finale. Look at my king all dressed in red. Ike, Ike, one day. I bet you $5 he'll kill you dead. Giacomo Finale. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now,
hey now.
Ike, Ike, one day. Giacomo Fino, Annale, Giacomo Finale. My flag boy and your flag boy sitting by the fire. My flag boy to your flag boy, I'm gonna set your flag on fire. Talking about hey now,
hey now,
hey now. Ike, one day, Giacomo Fino, Annale, Giacomo Finale. green. Ico, Ico, one day. He's not a man, he's a loving machine. Dragon Ball finale. Talking about him now.
Him now.
Him now.
Him now.
Ico, Ico, one day. Dragon Ball finale. Dragon Ball finale. Talking about him now.
You're listening to KPFK Melting Pot, a tribute to Wardell Kaiser. And you just heard an absolute classic out of New Orleans from Professor Longhair, Big Chief Part Number 1, originally released as a 7-inch on the Watch label in 1964. It still boggles my mind that those drums, all that funkiness, was hanging out in 1964. For years, I was convinced that record was a 1970 version. It just seemed too funky for 1964, but great, great, great stuff from everyone involved. Also, you heard music from the Dixie Cups, Ico Ico, their classic song from 1965, released originally on an album of the same name on the Redbird label. I heard Earl King, another record that sounds entirely too funky for when it came out, 1961's Trick Bag, which sounds a whole lot to me like James Brown's Papa's Got a Brand New Bag, even though it's about 4 years earlier. I'm just saying, 7-inch on the Imperial record label. Also from about that same time, you heard Wardell and the Sultans. I'm pretty sure that might actually be Wardell Kaiser singing on that track, I'm Broke. 7-inch on the Imperial record label. And started the set off with music from the Royal Dukes of Rhythm, My Heavy Load, named the song. And that was something that was previously unissued for a long period of time, came out on a collection called Kiss Tomorrow Goodbye, the Frisco Records Story. It features a couple of tracks from Wardell Kaiser's Royal Dukes of Rhythm. In the background right now is a track that Kaiser wrote called Hot Seat, which seems to have some other elements in it too, and featured on a Gentleman June Gardner record called Bustin' Out on the MRC record label. Going to start this next set off with what is maybe the biggest hit that Wardell Kaiser was a part of. The song was produced at the Malico Studios, and part of a session also produced another really big hit I'll play for you a little bit later on, one of my all-time favorite songs. But this one's right up there as well. Just a great, great tune from Gene Knight. Mr. Big Stuff, the name of the song that you're going to hear right now on KPFK and Melting Pot, tribute to Wardell Kazare, right now on 90.7 FM.
So let's go, baby, where the connection is. So let's go, baby, where the action is. So let's go, baby, where the action is. So let's go, baby. We'll be right back.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM Melting Pot, and a tribute to Wardell Kazare, one of the architects of the New Orleans soul sound. You heard music from a group called The Unemployed, which I believe actually featured some of his family members in there. They Won't Let Me, the name of the song, originally released on a 7-inch on the Cotillion record label. Danced to that song for years, had no idea that Wardell Kazare was on it, or, man, just all kinds of music here. Bonnie and Sheila ahead of that. You Keep Me Hanging On, the name of the song from them, originally released on a 45 on the King record label. Bunch of 45s in this set, a lot in the show, especially the next set. Smokey Johnson, one of my all-time favorite soul instrumentals, I Can't Help It, released on Wardell Kazare's very own NOLA record label, which is an amazing track. Robert Parker also in that set. The flip side of that record, Barefootin', was actually a really big hit for everybody involved in NOLA. But I've always loved that track, Let's Go Baby, Where the Action Is, a little bit even more than Barefootin', which is a really nice soul song too. And start things off with maybe the biggest hit of the bunch from Gene Knight, Mr. Big Stuff, the name of the track. Put out as a single and also on a record of the same name. A song which inexplicably Stax Records passed on originally in 1971. And then that record started getting some regional play, and then that play started going all kinds of places. They started distributing it and finally put out the thing by themselves and ended up outselling everything else on Stax, including all the Otis Redding's music, which is something else in and of itself. And again, the sound steered by the mighty hand of the teacher, as he was sometimes called. A bunch of different names for Wardell Kazare. It's part of the trouble of tracking down all these tunes. And in this next set, there's a bunch of songs like that Unemployed song. I had no idea that Kazare was a part of these, but they're really, really dynamite soul and funk numbers. Starting off with a track from Reuben Bell, which virtually every single DJ wishes somebody had sang about them. The name of the song is Super Jock, that you're hearing right now on a Wardell Kazare tribute on KPFK 90.7 FM. Thank you.
Now get the stepping.
You're listening to KPFK and Melting Pot, a tribute to Wardell Kaiser. In the last set, you heard music from Gene Knight from 7-inch Do Me, the name of the song, kind of a, in some ways, sort of an answer record to Bill Withers' Use Me. Robert Parker with the song Get to Steppin', originally released in the UK, at least, on a 7-inch on the Island record label. One of the seriously most funky songs of all time, Gus the Groove Lewis, Let the Groove Move You. Another one of these tracks, I can't believe that song's from 1967. Those drums are just insane. And something that was produced by D.C. Wardell, better known as Wardell Kaiser. We also had music from Irma Thomas, She's Taking My Part, the name of the track. One of the rare 1970s cuts that she put out on Cotillion. And starting things off with Reuben Bell, a track that a lot of us got hip to via Cut Chemist and DJ Shadow's Brain Freeze, legendary 45 throwdown. Super Jock, the name of the song, originally released on the Alarm record label. Gentleman June Gardner in the background, It's Gonna Rain, the name of this one. Getting right back into the music as we start rounding things out. Last set for this tribute and some of the biggest hits, the best songs that Wardell Kaiser had a hand in coming up right here, and especially this one of my all-time favorite soul songs, probably one of yours as well, just a perfect, pitch-perfect song. And another one of these that is amazing that somebody actually passed on this for a minute. I can't believe it, but great, great music. King Floyd and Groove Me, the name of the song you're hearing right now, a tribute to Wardell Kaiser here on KPFK and Melting Pot.
Something, girl, I've been needing for days. bugging. Ooh, you cute little thing, you. Girl, between you and me, nah, we don't need no company. No other man, no other girl can enter into our world. Not as long as you prove, baby. Oh, come on, make me feel good inside. Come on. Sock it to me, mama. Oh, I like it like that, baby. Groom me, baby. Hey! Groom me, darling. Come on, come on. I need you to sock it to me, mama. Come on and now. Groom me, baby. Hey! Good God. It make me feel so good inside, mama, ma. Come on, come on, man. Groove me, baby. Groove me, baby. Oh, suck it to me, suck it to me, rock it.
Such a long, long time. Look like I get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you turns my whole world misty blue. Oh, just the mention of your name turns the flicker to a flame. Listen to me, good baby. I think of the things we used to do, and my whole world turns misty blue. Heaven knows I've tried. Baby, when I say that I'm glad we're through, deep in my heart I know I've lied. I've lied. I've lied. Such a long, long time. Looks like I'd get you off of my mind, but I can't. Just the thought of you, my love, my whole world turns misty blue. Oh,
Friend, I took you into my home. I trusted you while I was gone. That was my sin when I called you my friend. Yeah. Now I'm standing on the outside looking in. I gave you my clothes so you look neat. I gave you my shoes to put on your two feet. But that was my sin. Some say, blame my woman, not you. But I already know what my woman would do. You don't trust a woman, not the way you trust a friend. But put the two together, and the beginning is the end. Feeling sad, I already knew just what I had. That was my sin when I called you my friend. Yeah. Now I'm standing on the outside. Yeah.
Was a complete impossibility. I said, no guy will get next to me. But suddenly you came out of the clear blue. I don't know what happened, but now I'm in love with you. Oh,
you told my fences are.
You're listening to KPFK and Melting Pot. Closing up our tribute to Wardell Kazare with a song that was unreleased until a few years ago from a group called The Magnificent Four. A sweet soul song, one of the sweetest ones I think I've ever heard, as a matter of fact. You've Got Me, the name of the song, from a collection called Strung Out, The Malico Sessions. Also in the set, some deep soul from Charles Soul Brown, Standing on the Outside, from a 45 on the NOLA record label. And then we had a couple of bona fide classics, Dorothy Moore, Misty Blue, one of my wife's all-time favorites, from a record of the same name on Malico. And King Floyd, Groove Me, one of my favorites, from 45, originally on the Chimneyville record label, and then picked up by Atlantic after they realized the error of their ways. In the background, I Can't Help It, or It Ain't My Fault, excuse me, the name of the song from Smokey Johnson, and a classic from New Orleans. Every track you heard this hour was either written, arranged, or produced by Wardell Kazare. Maybe some of them would have still been made without him, but they sure would not have sounded quite so sweet. So thank you, teacher, for all the music. And also special thanks to Ricky Vincent, Matthew Africa, Oliver Wang, and the blogs Home of the Groove and Funky 16 Corners for their help putting the show together. And most importantly, thank you, KPFK listeners, for the freedom that you give us to do tribute shows just like this. Show's going to be archived on my blog, meltingpotblog.com, starting tomorrow, along with a playlist. Folk Scene is up next. Until next time, y'all take care.